This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're joined on the phone now by Mike DiGiovanna, who is the Angels writer for the Los Angeles Times, to help us break down this Mike Trout enormous deal. Mike, how you doing? Thanks for joining me.
Hey, doing well. How are you?
I am fantastic, but not as fantastic
as Mike.
I know, man. Are you surprised? Let me ask you this. Are you surprised that they did it this early? Because there was still 2 years left on his previous deal, and there wasn't an urgency. But why so early?
Yeah, a little bit surprised. But I think the tenor of negotiations began to change pretty rapidly after, Machado and Arenado signed their extensions, and certainly after Bryce Harper signed with the Phillies, Harper made. I don't think the Angels are definitely a little ticked off at Harper's overt recruitment attempts to lure Trout. I guess the Phillies are going to need a new recruiting coordinator here soon, but I think that's brought a little more sense of urgency to the situation. Trout. Artie Marino didn't want to be the owner who let Mike Trout get away. So I think with everything happening in the game right now, the really a lack of high-end free agents who are coming on the market in the next few years, they really needed to get this done now. And I don't want to say they made an offer Trout couldn't refuse, because I really think, barring some calamity health-wise, that kind of money, if not more, would have been there.
Yeah,
next year and the year after, certainly when he hit free agency. But I think they wanted to make an offer big enough for Trout to say, "Hey, there's always a chance something really drastically wrong could happen in the next 2 years."
Yeah,
that's a pretty darn good contract. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sign it and be an Angel for life.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And look, we've seen this happen before, and in recent history, you've seen it with the Angels, with Josh Hamilton, and even the Albert Pujols deal, which is not horrible because you're paying for kind of past performance. But we've seen with A-Rod, Robinson Cano, Giancarlo Stanton, we've seen it not work out for teams. I get the sense, and I don't know why, maybe it's just because Mike Trout is just so amazing with his WAR, which is ridiculous, even though he hasn't gotten any postseason wins. He just feels like the humble, perfect baseball player. And I just want this to work out for the long-term deal that sluggers it never does. Do you think this works out in the long run for the Angels?
Well, it depends on how you measure, working out. Do I think Trout is going to suddenly decline the way Albert Pujols did after signing that contract? No way.
Yeah.
He's, 27, 28. He's still in his prime. He's shown, outside of the 1 year we had the thumb injury, almost no sign, not even of slowing, but even becoming less than the best player in baseball. So I think for the next 4, 5, 6, maybe even 7 years, knowing how well he takes care of himself, knowing how competitive he is, knowing what his off-season workout program is like, knowing how hard he plays the game, I don't think it's a real risk there. But how they're going to measure success is how they, what kind of talent they continue to surround him with over the next years, whether or not they make the playoffs. As much as Artie Marino didn't want to be the owner that let Mike Trout get away, he also doesn't want to be the owner who had Mike Trout for 15 years and couldn't win a playoff game with the best player in baseball. So, yeah, I think it really depends on how you measure it. He's just too good and too young still right now, I think, for it to be much of a risk over the next, probably at least the first half of that contract, in my mind.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's such a good athlete.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Compared to some of those other guys you mentioned.
Yeah, he'll hold up. His body's not going to break down. Mike DiGiovanna, Angels writer for the Los Angeles Times, joins us here. Now, they are starting to surround him with good talent. Cole Calhoun is a really good player. He's a little bit older, but he's a good player. Obviously, Shohei Ohtani, who is the one that grabbed a ton of the headlines last year. Now, we know he's not pitching this year. He's coming back from Tommy John, but he will be able to utilize his bat. I mean, what's the process or the outlook for getting this team competitive relative to the postseason? Not just the regular season, but the postseason.
Yeah, it's kind of almost like a bittersweet thing, I think, for Angel fans today. Yeah, they're elated that Mike Trout's going to be here. Another Hall of Fame player for his entire career. But it is big and momentous of a contract and occasion as this is, it does not change the roster for 2019. And I got them finishing third right now behind the Rangers, the Astros, and the A's. I just think, from a pitching standpoint, they only made incremental upgrades in the rotation. They've only added Cody Allen to the bullpen. I don't think they have enough to win this year. So, do they have some pretty good young talent? Sure. Shohei is an incredible player, incredible talent. Simmons, Anderson Simmons is an outstanding shortstop. I think Justin Upton still has something left. And they have a pretty good young prospect in this Joe Adell. But, to me, Artie Moreno really needs to get over this reluctance to extend the payroll past the luxury tax and go after at least one or two, big-time players. Because, if there's one team – I know there's plenty of teams out there in this boat, but if there's one team that could really use a Dallas Keuchel or a Craig Kimbrell right now, it's the Angels because they have huge holes in the rotation and the bullpen. So I think Artie's going to have to get over that reluctance of going over that threshold that he's had for a long time. And I really think, you want to take advantage of this window where you have Trout and Ohtani, it's really in their primes.
Yeah, you're right. And Ohtani is relatively cheap because he's on his come over deal. We talk about the money, right? And the TV deal alone is $150 or so million dollars, or maybe $30 million a year, the TV deal. And so the break even is there. What is the reluctance to go out and try to win? I know it doesn't matter necessarily because regardless, they're in the top six or seven of attendance. You get 37,000 fans, or at least reported, every time they play in Angel Stadium or Angels Ballpark. So what would force him to try to win a championship? Because sometimes that's what it takes. An owner saying, I need to win a championship in order for them to actually spend money.
Well, I'm not sure you can really accuse the Angels of not trying to win and not spending money. I just think, whether they're doing it wisely is a bigger issue, and how far they're willing to go is a bigger issue. We saw the Dodgers out here just blow past that threshold a couple times, really, I think for three or four straight years until they finally dipped under last season. And, it paid off. They made some big, July trades, retained Jansen and Turner and some of the big free agents at big money. So it has paid off. I don't think they're reluctant to spend money. They've always been in the top five or eight payroll wise. Mm-hmm. They're in they've drawn over 3 million fans now a year for like 15 years or something. They're really a big market team in a medium sized market, but they've been pretty I don't want to say unlucky because I really don't know what the thinking was in some of these moves, but really signing Pujols to that contract has handcuffed them in so many ways. And then following that right up with the Josh Hamilton deal the following year, not only did you are you committing almost $40 million, $45, $50 million a year to two guys who really aren't contributing as much as they could, you lose two first-round draft picks over the next few years. So, and their system was hurt for a while. That's finally bounced back. But I just think they need to go. To me, they're making the effort. They just have not been willing to go that extra yard, and I think that's what has to change.
Yeah, Mike DiGiovanna, who's the Angels writer for the Los Angeles Times, joins us. One more question for you, Mike. Now, we've had this, a session in sports talk radio with dissecting where guys might go, right? We see it in basketball. We see it in football with trades and everything else. Baseball might be losing that because the biggest stars right now are locked in to their teams for the foreseeable future, right? Bryce Harper's in Philly for the next 13 years. Obviously, Trout's here for the next 12. Machado, 10 in the Padres. So the idea that any market is going to get a star, it's kind of going away. Is that good or bad for baseball as a whole? I know it's great for the Los Angeles market, for the Angels, but is it good for baseball?
Yeah, it's interesting because in addition to the guys you mentioned, you have more and more guys like Nolan Arenado who are re-upping with teams and not even getting to market.
Yes.
Because those teams, you know, some of those mid-market, mid-sized teams, because of revenue sharing and everything, now have the resources to retain those players. So, and I guess you can count Trout and, you know, the Angels and Trout among those right now. Is it good for the game? Well, you know, baseball will always have Scott Boras, who almost never misses an opportunity to bring his star players to the free agent market. So maybe he'll just end up cornering the market on those types of players. But, yeah, there's definitely fewer and fewer of these types of players available. It makes it difficult, I think. I'm not saying this. I don't know the inner workings of what the Dodgers were thinking when they wouldn't, you know, extend that far on Bryce Harper. But you could almost argue from their perspective, if we're going to spend this kind of money, you know, we're going to wait for Mike Trout to hit the market and spend it on him. More often, these guys aren't getting the market. So I think it has to, you know, the mentalities and planning and approach of some of these GMs and the front offices now have to change. And you can't expect, you can't project, you know, you can't look at, you know, you go onto these websites, free agent class of 2020, free agent class of 2021, 22. You can't project anymore that these guys are actually going to hit free agency. So I think it puts a greater emphasis on scouting and development and drafting and retaining, you know, really good players in your own system.
Yeah, and as you bring that up, that actually might be better for baseball. Build and draft your own guys and develop them so you don't have to wait for the free agent to hit the market. Look, Mike, we're up against a break, but I appreciate you joining me, hopping on, giving some insight and details from the Los Angeles perspective of this Mike Trout deal. Thank you, man.
All right. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.